Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. I am so excited to have Dr. Dale Elizabeth Pearson here. And we have so much to get to. Penn West University, you heard me talk about it earlier tonight on my show. I've been doing a lot of stuff on social media. I have connections to California, Pennsylvania, Clarion University, and Edinburgh University. Strength in numbers. This incredible merger. I am so excited to have her here. And I'm going to read this resume, and she may be too humble for me to do this. But look, this is just to give you an idea who's running the show with a great staff and why you need to plug into what we're going to be talking about. Now, she's a native of Queens, New York. Father was a Gold Shield detective. Mother was a nurse. And she has been a mental health counselor, entrepreneur, nurse, nurse administrator, school counselor, child and family counselor, professor, academic department chair, dean, university president, president Clarion University since July 1st, 2018, interim president Edinburgh University since December 31st of 2020, interim president California University since July 26, 2021. Her professional journey has also included stops at Central Michigan University, where she served as Dean of the College of Education and Human Services, and Professor, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, one of my favorites, where she served as an Associate Dean and Professor for the College of Education, also held faculty positions at Oregon State, Portland State, and Idaho State. It is an honor to have you here tonight, Dr. Dale.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So I said to you just moments ago, and your incredible partners are here, these employees who do such great work with you, and we'll give them a definite shout out. I said there's only one other female that I know as Dale, and that was the legendary Dale Evans, and her late husband, Roy Rogers, actually worked with my friend, the former mayor of Pittsburgh, Bob O'Connor, when they had Roy Rogers Restaurant. And then you said to me, that's where kind of the name came from in a way.
Yeah, my mom's name was Delia, and she thought it was... Oh, she just didn't like it. So she wanted a nickname. So one of her brothers said, why don't you call yourself Dale? But there was Dale on Flash Gordon.
Was there?
Yeah, Dale was his woman friend. Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing that I just alluded to, I'm really tickled to have you here. I have such love for these incredible places of higher education. You know, I mentioned I graduated from high school in 75. I go on to broadcasting school, but it was still the era of the steel industry, mm-hmm. where a lot of my graduate and fellow graduates ended up going into the steel industry, which had a bad time in the early 80s. But there was about a dozen or so from my class who went on to California, Pennsylvania, went on to Clarion, went on to Edinburgh. And I started thinking about them because I was so anticipating this visit. And I realized that all of them have got careers in what their degree was in. They spent 25, 30 years there. They raised their families. Now they have grandchildren. And the one connection, dad or mom went to these schools, yeah. the children have gone, and mm-hmm. the grandchildren. Very cost effective mm-hmm. and very efficient as far as them getting jobs. And I've been such a proponent of these schools for a long time, always promoting their sports and things, the Autumn Leaf Festival at Clarion.
Oh, yeah.
So it works, does it not?
It does work. It really does. And I think one of the reasons our students get hired at all three from all three campuses is they have a lot of internship experiences in school. So they go out in businesses, they work in industry, they go out in teacher education, they have internships. Most of our students have some kind of field experience, so they get to know the job, and they get to network with folks, and networking helps them get jobs.
It does. And, you know, we have a running joke here because of the legendary Larry Richard from Clarion, PJ Comanchik, Northside young man who's our news director, Marty Tuffer, your sales exec. So I just have seen this work for so many people in so many aspects of life, and I know there's a lot to talk about. So let's just start off by saying, and I've been mentioning it a lot, Penn West. What is Penn West?
Well, I love that you mentioned Penn West, because we are the three universities that go from Erie down to the toe of the Western Pennsylvania, and we are Western Pennsylvania. We educate Western Pennsylvania, our students work in Western Pennsylvania, and so Pennsylvania Western really is the hat tipped off to the region we serve. And it's a state university, so Pennsylvania's got to be in there, but we're really pretty dominant in the Western Corridor. So that's what it is, and it brings together Clarion, Cal, and Edinburgh, or the borough.
It's still cool to say Cal, by the way. I like that. Second largest university in Western Pennsylvania, 14,500 students.
Oh, give or take. We're hoping that it gets a little larger than that.
And this is just me, and I'm going to brag on you a little bit because I've seen this firsthand, and I've talked to my children about it, and I've talked to others, and I'm always trying to push people in that direction. Some listen, some don't. But when you think about what's happening in education today, and obviously student loans and what have you, and placement after that getting the degree, I don't think you're going to have more success than you will find at these wonderful places now known as Penn West. And the cost, the availability, the price tag is still one of the best tickets in town. So my question is, how do you continue to pump out so many successful graduates and you keep that price more than reasonable? How do you do that?
Well, that's a challenge, especially now with inflation and some of the supply chain issues that are going on post-COVID. We are put together our universities so that, well, the three of us here, Wendy, Angie, and myself.
Just introduce these.
Okay. This is Angie Burrows.
Hi, Angie.
She's
How
the
are
vice
you?
President for, you tell them,
Brand Identity and Marketing.
Yeah.
And?
Wendy.
Wendy Mackle, Executive Director of Communications.
Well, Wendy, it's nice to have you here. Angie, you as well. So go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, so the three of us work across all three campuses. So rather than paying three of us, nine of us, we've consolidated. So we are the face and we do a lot of the work for Penn West. But where we are keeping the resources are with the coaches, with the faculty and the staff, the counselors, those who are student facing for our traditional students and those who serve our students online. So we're redistributing. We don't need to triplicate things. And that's a big cost-saving measure that we've been working on for the last 2.5 years, right? You know,
Yeah. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about the staggering amount of alumni, which is incredible. How many are living in Pennsylvania? We're gonna get to more of their degrees and what's happening there, the future of education, what they're doing now as Penn West. But I want to remind everyone, PennWest.edu, if you want to find out any information of what they do. Really happy to have them here with us tonight. They truly are what Pennsylvania and this region is all about. Penn West, it is Clarion University, along with the wonderful folks at Edinburgh and California, Cal, all merging together as one, now known as Penn West. Pretty exciting stuff. And again, I hope you'll stay with us until 8 o'clock. Dr. Dale and I will be back in just a couple of moments on KDK Radio. Hey, because of local businesses like Nest Expressions, KDK Radio would like to celebrate why Nest Expressions helps make Pittsburgh someplace special. Listen to Marty Griffin on KDK Radio to hear from Nest Expressions. Okay, Dr. Dale is back. Penn West, before we get to some of these great statistics and information that I think people need to know, I have to ask you about your journey. Obviously, you have a love of education, and I kind of went through that incredible resume. Where did this really start for you to where you said, this is kind of really where I want to go and how I want to end up?
You know, my dad did not go to college. He didn't even graduate from high school.
Really?
He was in the Navy and he had a GED. And after he got out of the Navy, he went to school with the GI Bill. And he got to go to drafting school and he loved it. And so as he became a Gold Shield detective, he did fingerprint detecting. He did training for others. And he was always teaching others. He was always studying and doing lesson plans. And my mom, as a nurse, became a nurse educator and, you know, for LPNs. And so they were always teaching everybody. And I think all of us got it because all four of the children, we all went to college. My fourth brother, the baby in the family, he's working on his doctorate in criminal justice. We kind of, they didn't go to college, but they taught us all to love learning and love teaching.
So let's talk about the students we discussed, but let's talk about, I'm all about hiring people and employees. You have just under 2,000 people working for Penn West. These are life-sustaining paychecks. That must be very important to you and the whole business plan of what you're trying to accomplish.
It's extremely important. As we looked at the integration, we wanted to make sure that the communities we serve were stable and that we kept our economic enhancement and our economic development responsibilities there. And as we knew we were going to consolidate and look at student-facing services versus what we're doing, consolidating the back, what we call the back office stuff, we made sure that we offered a retirement incentive. So we had about 400 people take the incentive, and we only have that 400 people over a three-year period of time. We hired back 70 positions, and that saved people. They left with feeling like, well, I got a really nice bonus. I got to go out the door in my time, and we didn't lay anybody off. And so that's the kind of thoughtful work that we've been doing for the last 3 years.
And let's be honest, and I mentioned you just moments ago off the air, all three of you, these are probably three of the best places to live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you know, aside from the cost of living, yeah. If you like to hunt, camp, fish, I mean, all the places are just beautiful. And the hills and everything, it's just gorgeous. Every university's near water. We attract people who want to live in those communities. Like, we just hired a new football coach for Clarion, and he came because the area is, he likes to hunt. And he likes to fish, and he also wanted to come back and work in Apache school because he was at Kutztown before.
The curriculum is just second to none, and I can't say enough good things, because these are people that have come back and talked to me, and I have a lot of friends who are alumni, and we're going to hear from one of them in just a little bit, Larry Richard. But 186,000 alumni, and 125,000 are from right here and living in Pennsylvania.
They live in PA. That's exactly right, and they contribute to the brain and the talent of this fine state, of this fine commonwealth. Absolutely. I think one thing that's really strong, though, everyone I think at all of our campuses teaches, whether they're in the classroom or not, they're always helping the students learn what to eat, how to live well, their mental health. But the curriculum in our faculty, I would hold them up against any private institution.
You know, I've told my children, and two of them have done it, it's so important. This is a chance in your lifetime that you'll never get again. And it's only 4 years, a blip on the radar, if you will.
Mm.
But that college experience, for so many who've done it, they have utilized that journey in life of those moments in time during their college life. It's about the growing process and being on your own in that dorm life and, you know, having to make things come together. This is something that you don't teach, but it does evolve and it helps them the rest of the
way. It's transformational.
Right.
You see them come in at 18, 19, and when they leave, they've got life by the shoulders.
Yeah, they're ready.
Yeah, they're ready. We also, in Pennsylvania, another contribution I think that Penn West does and does well, one-third of our student population is non-traditional. And so that's the working adult who needs to continue to get skills or education, or they're home raising kids. That is our responsibility. And that's a big problem right now in Pennsylvania. There are fewer prepared adults. 61% need some kind of post-secondary education, and fewer than 50% have it.
Well, here's something we should talk about. And you brought it up, and I just thought about it moments ago, because of this post-pandemic. Hopefully we're going to be to the end soon, totally finished. A lot of people are completely restructuring their whole life. And I saw that during the end of the steel industry, where people who had worked for companies 10, 15, 20 years had to do something else. And many of them got retooled and educated. But now the availability and online and all the things that people can do, it's never been more evident that if you need to do it, there's a way to do it with Penn West.
Well, you know, the funny thing is we were about one-third of our student population before was online or a combination. And now that the pandemic is lifting, we hope, people are really demanding that, and they're liking much more flexibility. But there's not going to be any pandemic panic. What it is they want the highest quality possible. So those who really work in that teaching space like we do, now we're going to have to really excel and polish. And we're doing it. We've got three amazing global sites on each campus. And Erin Lake is our vice president. She's up at Edinburgh, and her associate vice president is Hugo Eyecatch down at Cal. And they've got sites everywhere, and they're training the faculty who need a little spiffing or who've never done it before. And they've got instructional designers, and it's very exciting. So we're investing in our people.
So I'm a baby boomer, and I suspect you are too. How about this technology and where it's gone and what you're able to do? There's no reason for somebody not to get an education and a college degree today.
Well, a college degree or some kind of education and training, whether it's post high school certificates or advanced credentialing. Like, you know, you've read before that I was a nurse. Well, nurses are always continuing their education all the time. So I was always used to doing that. So I'm kind of geared that way. But yes, the opportunities abound. And we try to keep our price point, and that's the big thing we're committed to, is keeping our cost from really escalating, because we really want to make sure that people don't acquire a lot of debt.
I see more people leaning back, and I've always been an advocate of these schools, but leaning back more towards this traditional type of education. These were the degrees that I remember of those, the greatest generation, getting their children, and they were as proud as their children when they were wearing the cap and gown. So I see a lot of the old ways coming back with new technology, and I think the growth for Penn West is absolutely going to be incredible over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
I think so, too. We've got the power of three. You know, it's interesting that you were saying that about the generation. Still, about 39% of our students are first generation still. And when graduation happens, the whole family comes in, and I can't tell you how many parents or grandparents have come up to me and said, this is my baby's the first one in our family.
Dr. Dale is here, and we are talking about Penn West University. So excited to have her here. California University of Pennsylvania, Clarion in Edinburgh. You're going to hear from a proud Clarion graduate, Larry Richard, and you all know who he is. I did a whole lot for him, and he will be the first to tell you that in just a couple of minutes after Melinda checks the news at 7:30. But when I say to you 100-plus degree programs, what does that mean?
Well, we have a good comprehensive portfolio of what the students need today to compete in the marketplace and to compete to get careers. And there are things everywhere from a full portfolio of healthcare jobs. Nursing, of course, is what most people think about, or they think about pre-med, but we have imaging. We have lots of different programs in that portfolio. Business, education, pre-K through 12, special ed. You know, we've got all of those as well. If you go up to the Edinburgh campus, they have all of those, and they specialize in the fine arts, animation, the technical arts. But if you go to Cal, true to the industrial arts history, we have mechatronics. We've got all kinds of things down there that are much more technically focused still, green education, business, and so forth. And at Clarion, we've got a full throttle of all different degrees, including a good percentage of all students just from Clarion, Cal, and Edinburgh. If you're in a pre-med program, you're going to get into pharmacy school, or you're going to get into medical school, or you're going to get into rehab sciences.
Listen, if you're an imaging or you're doing anything in healthcare, I could take you and find a job tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've tried to stress to my audience so many times, because we have some great healthcare facilities in this region. Number one employer, I mean, you look at UPMC, Allegheny Health Network, Heritage Valley from where I'm from, and they right now are giving nurses signing bonuses and every opportunity to step up and have that life-changing job where you have that generational wealth, where if you want to stay put, you'll be able to get the cost of living raises, you'll be able to take care of your family, and you'll be able to make a career in a lifetime of working for that one healthcare facility. So healthcare now is in the sweet spot as far as employment.
And it's the fastest growing profession, because Pennsylvania's folks like to age in place because it's so beautiful here.
And that's exactly what I have done. I have aged in place. Dr. Dale, just so happy to have you here. We're going to talk to Larry Richard in just a couple of moments. And speaking of Larry, get ready. The hometown tour with Larry and Kevin hits the road and may be coming to your neighborhood soon. Our next neighborhood visit takes us to the Hard Rock Cafe in Station Square Friday morning, 5 to 9. Plan to have breakfast with us this Friday at Hard Rock Cafe. The hometown tour with Larry and Kevin in the morning, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, Air Pro Heating and Cooling, and Bryant Whatever It Takes, and Rhino Shield. It's not paint, it's Rhino Shield. University and a proud graduate of Clarion, my dear friend, longtime morning show host here, and well, folks, an incredible talent. Larry Richard chimes in on his university and this great news about the merger and why it's going to help so many future graduates in the years to come. Larry, great to have you on the program tonight.
Thanks, Rob, and Madam President.
Hi, Larry.
Congratulations. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I know that you have a challenge ahead of you, because there are so many people like me from either one of the three schools that are proud graduates of that particular university. But the only constant in life is change. So to reimagine the future, I'm looking forward to what this new merger will provide to students, you know, as we move into the new era. So for me, going to Clarion was the perfect fit. Not too big, not too small, mm-hmm. but it provided me with an opportunity for some real hands-on opportunities in my field in broadcasting. So I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Communications.
Yeah.
And I had at that time an emphasis on, you know, the broadcast world. I was originally actually enrolled at Edinburgh, which is a great university too, and I loved it there. But I had a buddy from high school who said, hey, you got to come to Clarion because I'm on the radio. And it provided me with every opportunity. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that I'd have a chance to have a real career in communications.
Wow.
But I guess after all this time, I did.
Well, yeah. And we still have a very strong communications program, and we've got it on all three campuses. So have you been to Tippin since we reopened Tippin?
No, I was really hoping to be there last year also for the dedication, because my era, I did radio and television and did play-by-play for football yeah. and basketball, and was there when John Calipari was there.
Well, we just honored him. You know, the basketball court's been dedicated to him.
Right, and I was invited, and I thank the staff up there for that. I was unable to make it, but,
well,
you know, you have so many proud graduates from the three universities.
Yeah,
and they're each great schools. So
they really are. The faculty have brought all the students into the sports arena, and they have actual live classes there so that they understand how to communicate, to do play-by-plays, to video. It is amazing. It's like a live laboratory with all that energy. And so that nice intersection between the teaching and the sports is, it really matters to our students. But if you get a chance to come up and see Tippin, we'd love to give you a tour. It is just, people often come in and they look around and they think, I can't imagine where the locker room used to be, because it's so blown apart differently, but it's just gorgeous.
I've been around long enough, President Dale, that I actually met Waldo S. Tippin.
Oh, we still have the bust in the hallway that honors him.
He was in his 90s
oh,
then.
Oh, wow.
And I actually, I'd lived on campus and I lived off campus both. And my Clarion years were just a tremendous experience. And I used to joke that Clarion was Ivy League. And people said, Ivy League, really? I said, oh, yeah, if you go to Harvey Hall, there is ivy all over that building.
We do have those ivy stones, though. If you go on the historical walk, there's ivy stones that have been placed, markers all around the campus. Founders has it. Bechtel has it. They're kind of, Harvey has a couple of the stones there. But you're right about the ivy. We still have a little bit of that, too.
So yep. I have a question for you.
Oh,
and that
sure.
is, as a graduate, how do you imagine the integration of the three universities moving forward? Because I'm sure you get this question all the time.
Well, you know, we're really building on 450 years plus of tradition and good education. That's not going to change. We are teaching universities first. We are there to teach and educate the students. And our faculty and coaches are, I mean, I'd hold them up against anybody. They're just amazing and really care about what the students learn. So that will not change. What will change is some of the ways we teach, using technology and lots of multimodal ways and hybrid formats. And we've got new laboratories on each campus that we're building out so that the faculty can be upgraded and trained as they want to learn more and more how to be innovative, so that every child or every adult gets to have an educational opportunity. So that's the piece that's different. What will not change, and we were so excited because we fought hard for this with the NCAA, what will not change is we'll still be the Golden Eagles, so wings up. We'll still be the Fighting Scots, so get on your tartan. And the Vulcans, flame on, because we will have our full complement of athletic programs on each campus, which will help with the traditions and the students who come there for that. We've got over 1,300 student athletes, and we're hoping to build out the rosters and see what other programs we can build out in the years to come. And we're working on upgrading the facilities and reinvesting in that. We knew that during COVID, we kept the students on campus, so because we knew that they wouldn't have an opportunity to come to school, and some would indeed not be in college or even eat. And so we kept that going, and I'm really glad we did. So we're going to keep building that out. That won't change. But the students will have some choices in some of the specialty programs, like if they want to learn more about forensic anthropology, they have someone that they can take a class from using technology and stay at their Edinburgh campus. So that's the stuff that's going to be really pretty creative, and I've never been more excited about a job in my life. I know it's hard work and it's a heavy lift, but I got 1,500 people who help me every day. And of course, the students have been very involved in it. They picked the diplomas so that they would still have the things that are symbolic to them on each campus, important to them. And they picked the logo. They voted on it and picked the new logo for Penn West. So I was kind of going with the flame, but they went with the compass and pointing west. So our true north is west. So that's what we do. So that's a little bit about it. But it's exciting.
Well, congratulations and all the best to you. We stand on your shoulders now for the future, but I'm excited to come up and see how you've reimagined Clarion, and I'll visit Edinburgh and CalU too. And,
well, let me know when you're coming so we can make sure you get a tour. And we'd love to show you Tippin because it's really a gem. But
yeah,
all campuses have something wonderful.
My radio partner in the morning, Kevin Battle, went to Clarion. Our news director and executive producer, PJ Kamanchik, went there. We have so many others who've been touched and work in the industry still.
That's right.
Based on what they were able to learn and bring home. So,
well, we love that they work in the industry because very often they're the ones who teach our students in industry when they get internships. So it really matters for their getting jobs and employability.
Well, have a great summer and safe travels back, and hope to see you soon.
Oh, thank you for calling in. It's so nice to talk to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Rob, thank you, Rob.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great night. Larry Richard. And if you want more information about Penn West, go to pennwest.edu. So we're going to come back with Dr. Dale, and we're just going to kind of go over all of the things that we kind of started to talk about. And I want to finish strong with some things you need to know. And this whole thing's going to come together in late August. First students to Penn West in late August. And just really looking forward to the future. And that footprint will continue to grow. And if you're a parent, you should be thinking about your children. And if you need to get, dusted up a little bit and improve on some of your skill set as far as maybe your career and where you're headed, they do some amazing things there as well, too. So remember, pennwest.edu. Dr. Dale Elizabeth Pearson is my guest, and she will be back with us in just a couple of moments on this Wednesday night edition of Pittsburgh Works, KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good evening. All right, Dr. Dale, one more segment. Penn West University, the launching pad is really set because liftoff is July 1st, first students in August. What's going through your mind right now? It's got to be just a lot of exciting thoughts going through your mind.
It's very exciting. You know, I walked on the Cal campus today, and we had Penn West banners up, and they also had California campus of Penn West also up. And I saw that come to life with the beautiful clock tower banner. And then the new logo for Penn West, and all of a sudden it kind of was in my face that, wow, this is really, really happening. The students are so engaged. They're putting together backpacks for the new orientations of students coming in, and they know what to say to people better than I do because they are totally invested in it. So the last minute details, I think about the tech and the launch and commercials, and then I see a billboard on the highway. And I say, oh, Penn West Edinburgh, Penn West California, Penn West Clarion. And it's been 2.5 years of work. And now it's really, now the launch is here, July 1st. There's no going back.
Well, I think you're actually, the compass is appropriate because you're blazing a new trail. I think this is going to be something that we're going to be looking back and saying, we were the ones who showed the rest of the world of education the way.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you should say that because all of us, the three of us and 1,500 other people have just been in the trenches doing all this work. And then somebody will say to us, oh, do you know you're making history? That the whole nation is watching you, and I'm like, I'm too busy. I don't have time to think about that.
Even I knew that. I mean, this is a big deal for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I hope everyone from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, government on down, realizes how lucky we are to have this opportunity. And this is something really to embrace about a very bright future.
It really is, and it's so exciting. And once the shock of it all, we're going to change things, we're going to do this, once that, and we start doing the work of it, most of the people have rolled their sleeves up, and they're all in. And I have never worked with people more dedicated and talented. And that's the really exciting piece that, you know, like Angie and I worked together for about a year and a half now. And yes. And when she said, oh, I just need this or I just need that. Well, for Edinburgh, we couldn't get it. But now for Penn West, she has talent to draw from all three campuses. And she's got the best team ever.
You know, you were talking about your father and mother, and we all are so proud to be a part of our parents' history and who they are. And as you older you get, you plug back into that history and see now more than ever how important it is. How proud. I mean, where you're at, where you came from, what they did, especially your dad, you know, not even having a high school education, getting a GED, doing what he did, your mother being a nurse, and looking at your resume and every step along the way, and here you are on the doorstep of really changing the course of history in the way of education.
Well, Father's Day just happened,
right?
And my sibs and I are always on, you know, back and forth on our texting back and forth. And my dad did pass away 13 years ago. And every year we always, you know, we remind each other of things that my dad did. And he would be, my dad, when I got my doctorate, came to, they did a toast and they got the champagne and they were so excited. We invited guests and my dad said, I don't know what my daughter is a doctor of exactly. I know that she used to help deliver babies as a nurse, but I know she's not that kind of doctor, but I'm just the proudest I can ever be of her. And I was so humbled when he said that because he knew how important it was that I'd worked so hard.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for education, obviously. My children, their mother happens to be a public school teacher, and I'm just proud of that. And one of the things that I made her do and asked her to do was to hang her diploma from West Virginia up on the wall.
Sure.
So the children would always see it.
Nice.
The first thing coming in, last thing going out. How important knowledge is power, being able to, you know, take that direction as far as where you want that course of history for you to go. And now this makes me realize, because of strength in numbers and sharing services coming together, but keeping your own individual place in history, that these schools are going to move forward for generations to come. And even though I'm not a graduate, even though I've only been on maybe two of these campuses, they really are special to me because I care about stuff like this, because it gives children like mine an opportunity to do things that will last them the rest of their life.
You know, all three schools started out in the tradition of normal schools, where they were put in the region to help prepare teachers, to help the region learn. They knew that they needed an educated workforce, educated citizenry to vote, and so forth. So all of them have that tradition. I think it's really ironic that now that there's a national teacher shortage, we still have very strong teacher preparation programs, something we're very proud of. All three campuses have those. And now they have the opportunity to do student teaching from Erie down to West Virginia. In terms of that,
I just want to give people an idea of the significance. Dollars make sense. People like to hear it, and I'm going to do it. $701 million economic impact, 2021-22. Talk about the significance of that.
Well, we're embedded in the region. Our people come to school, they work, they buy in the local economy, but also when they get jobs, they buy houses, they invest in industry. It's huge. So making sure that we never pull out of a small region to close down a campus. And that was the one thing that I was very proud of with the Board of Governors and our chancellor. He said, we're not closing down any campuses. We're going to figure out how to make this work because we are embedded in the regions. We serve the rural region, and we also serve Pittsburgh. So we serve urban and rural, both.
Well, let me tell you, when this thing first came out, it took a while for me to embrace how it was going to happen. And I'm so happy you're here tonight, because I was fearful early on when this thing was first mentioned. Oh, no, not that. Because I don't think people realize how significant these universities are in the town, the community that they're in. In many cases, it's the driving force of the economy. So many people directly and indirectly are depending on these places.
Well, I'll give you an example. So the other day I was downtown Clarion, and I was going
How lucky are you?
And I was going to the local coffee shop.
Right.
And as I was walking the street to go to the coffee shop, a woman, she probably was in her 70s, she came up to me and she said, honey, are we going to be okay? Is Clarion still going to
really?
Be here? Exactly.
That hits home.
And I said to her, we're going to be just fine. We're going to make it even stronger. So people really do care.
You're talking about someone who loves these universities so much from afar and up close for a number of reasons, that every year when the leaves start to change colors, the first thing that comes to mind is all of the stories of my friends and the Autumn Leaf Festival.
Well,
and boy, I got to get back. And or I was just there. And I'm talking about grown men and women who are 20, 25 years removed from their initial experience. But as soon as that chill in the air and the leaves start to change colors, even I think of that.
Well, and if you go there on Farmers and Crafters Day on Friday, you can get all your Christmas presents and your holiday presents at the same time and the best cookie batter you've ever tried.
And, you know, one other incredible alum, Kurt Angle, have to mention him as well. There's just so much. And you and I were talking, Dr. Dill, about I'm a big fan of Title IX. The 50th anniversary is coming up. And what these universities have done for incredible women student athletes through the years needs to be recognized, too.
And, you know, it's really interesting you bring that up because all three of our athletic directors are women. Strong, smart women.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. All right. So before I just give this website one more time, again, pennwest.edu, July 1st, liftoff, first students late August. The floor is all yours, Madam President, for a couple of moments. Go ahead.
I just want to thank everybody for all of their support and hard work. Especially want to thank the students who gave us so much input and all of our faculty and staff. It's been quite a ride, and it's been a very hard journey, but we are working towards the best future of our students. Our job is to provide an affordable, high-quality education for generations to come in the Western Corridor of Pennsylvania, and we plan to do it and do it strong.
So to the alum listening at any of these universities, and I'm sure they're there right now, why do you think this was necessary? I get it now, but for those who are still wondering why, explain to the audience.
Well, I think the bottom line is that we cannot offer the same kinds of services at the same cost, in that the cost of doing business is just through the roof.
Inflation's everywhere.
Inflation is everywhere. But what we are making sure is that the teaching and the programs and the athletic things are all in place, and we can continue to offer those. And we're consolidating through no job loss. We are consolidating the back office stuff, procurement, cashier's office, those kinds of things. The things that really aren't as student facing. And but you know, you're still going to have your wonderful anthropology teacher or your great nursing instructor or your wonderful animation instructor and designer. And we're really making sure we save those programs because they're important to the region.
So we have to talk about it then. The faculty, how are they embracing this?
Well, you know, it's always hard. A change is always difficult. And in the beginning, the sky is falling. This is just going to be terrible. And as time has gone on, many people have said to me, I'm all in. I really want to help. How can I make this happen? I knew this had to happen. We just really weren't too excited about it. But now, 2 years later, it's happening.
So 2 years.
2 years. And I was even talking to the head of one of the faculty unions yesterday, and he said, I'm so excited for these new things that you've offered in terms of where faculty can meet, because we have meeting places, so faculty only have to drive about an hour and 10 minutes so they can collaborate. And he said, please let people know that you have this for them and that you plan this for them. So we will. We'll continue to communicate. We never can communicate enough, for sure.
So your message to possible incoming students and those who need to continue their education, what would it be? Final minute.
Okay. The message is the programs are strong. The faculty are great. The athletic programs are there for you. We have great support for mental health, great food in the cafeteria, and great places to stay on the campus and also off town. And if you want to have an experience that you can kind of tailor make for yourself a little bit because you can't always be on campus, we have lots of options for the students. And I will be the president. I'm hoping to be there for many years, and I'm hoping to be there for at least the first graduating class.
Let's do it again sometime, okay?
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much.
All three of you, thank you so much, Dr. Dale. Very enlightening. And let me remind everyone, here's how you get the best information right now by going to pennwest.edu. That's pennwest.edu. And hail all three of these schools now. Penn West University, July 1st, first students in August. And I hope they're around for generations to come because they are essential to all of us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.